The years of 1916 through 1925 not only brought World War I and the Russian revolutions, but other events confined to U.S. borders, like the Scopes Monkey Trial, Prohibition, and adoption of the 19th Amendment, granting female suffrage. The Urbana Daily Courier covered these events as well as daily local news, but in a different style than it is today. Here are a couple of stories from the front page in 1917.
Men appeal to high officials to resign rather than work with women. Two Big Four car repairers resigned their positions this morning, refusing to work with women laborers on the job. But aside from that, nothing occurred to indicate that serious trouble is brewing because of the employment of women. General Foreman George Shuck of the car department stated that he anticipated no further trouble. Champaign has big diamond robbery. Jewels worth $15,000 stolen in early evening by porch climber at home of N.M. Harris. The biggest robbery ever occurring in Champaign County is the way Sheriff Evans describes a raid on the home of Newton M. Harris, 603 West Church Street, Champaign, last night, that netted diamonds to the aggregate value of about $15,000.
I spoke with Mary Stewart, head of the History, Philosophy, and Newspaper Library at the U of I. She undertook the project of digitizing a decade's worth of the Urbana Daily Courier.
We thought it would be useful to see how the local community experienced those events as reflected in the Courier.
The style of journalism is a little bit different then, too.
I think it can be characterized as lurid. It makes the National Enquirer look fairly tame. There's a lot of detail about accidents that's quite graphic. Illnesses are described in excruciating detail. And any kind of salacious details involving relationships is given pride of place on the first page.
Tell me how this project got started.
Project started in early 2006 when we decided to get our feet wet with a newspaper digitization project based on existing microfilm. The University of Illinois Library filmed the Urbana Daily Courier in the late 50s and early 60s, going back to the earliest issues that were available then. And we've taken that microfilm and converted it into digital format through this project.
How much work did this take to get this decade up and online?
It's a very laborious and very expensive process. To digitize one decade of a newspaper, a daily newspaper running 8 to 12 pages an issue, costs between $25,000 and $30,000, and involves meticulous work to make sure that all of the content is displayed properly and can be accessed through a search engine.
Talk about the difficulty in getting some of these pictures up from this long ago.
The quality of the microfilm is key in this digital conversion process. Unfortunately, the microfilm of the Courier, the only available microfilm, is of a very poor quality. It was done before best practices were established for preservation microfilming, and there's a lot of bleed through that's evident in the microfilm. There's poor lighting. In some cases, the originals were damaged and are almost illegible. And that's the best available source for the digital version of the Courier.
What are the plans for the future of this? Are there more archives on microfilm that might be available later?
Yes, we'd like to move both directions in time with the Courier. We currently are digitizing the decade from 1926 to 35. We have the microfilm of the period from the early 20th century to 1915, and we'd like to go ahead and do that next year as well.
Are we getting better about that or wiser that archival material such as this will be better preserved and hung on to?
I think we've learned a major lesson with the whole microfilming experience. And in fact, it was through mass preservation of newspapers in the 1980s that best practices were established for preservation microfilming. So anything we're doing now, we have safeguards in place to keep that microfilm safe and to ensure that it's the highest possible quality. But we've lost a lot of our cultural heritage, unfortunately, through ignorance of these processes.
Mary Stewart heads the U of I's History, Philosophy, and Newspaper Library. Putting the old Urbana Daily Courier online was paid for with federal funds distributed by the Illinois State Library. Stewart says the university hopes to participate in a national digital newspaper program that would enable the U of I to put historic papers from throughout the state on the Internet. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.